The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
You're listening to the Quince Podcast.
Are we as a society practicing inclusivity and showing sensitivity towards people with disabilities? A video from Ranchi Airport that went viral on social media platforms recently is raising this question. This said video captured an incident where a teenage boy with disability was purportedly mistreated by Indigo Airlines. This incident took place on 7th May, and in the video, several passengers in the airport are seen asking the Indigo Airlines staff to let the boy and his family board the flight after they were denied from doing so. The ground staff allegedly said that the child was in a state of panic and would be a threat to other passengers' safety if he was allowed to board. As the incident caused a furore, with many tagging Union Aviation Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia to take action in response to the outrage, the airline said in a statement that, quote-unquote, the ground staff waited for the child to calm down till the last minute, but to no avail, end quote. Soon after, Indigo CEO Ranjoy Dutta also released a statement expressing that, quote, sincere regrets over this unfortunate experience, and offered to purchase an electric wheelchair for the boy as a token of appreciation. He also said that, quote, having reviewed all the aspects of this incident, we as an organization are of the view that we made the best possible decision under difficult circumstances, end quote. But many felt that while this incident showed an example of the many difficulties that people with disabilities face in navigating a society that is largely driven by an ableist approach, it was also heartwarming to see how common citizens showed awareness and sensitivity in this particular incident and stood up for this teen and his family. In this episode, you'll hear from Dr. Sumit Ray, a senior consultant in critical care medicine who was waiting at the Ranchi airport when the incident took place, witnessing it firsthand. We'll hear from him what exactly happened at the airport that day. And we also speak to Prachi Deo, founder of Nayi Disha, an organization that provides families and primary caregivers of the children affected by autism and other developmental disabilities with counseling and guidance. We talk to her about how public spaces, airport staff can be sensitized towards children and adults with disabilities. You're tuned in to The Big Story, the podcast where we dissect the headline-making news for you, and I'm your host, Himmat. The whole incident came to light after a fellow passenger by the name of Manisha Gupta wrote about it in a Facebook post describing the family's ordeal. At the time of recording of this podcast, the post was shared on 7th May and has over 3,700 shares. For those who haven't come across the post yet, I just want to read out a few lines. The post reads that, quote, yesterday at the Ranchi airport, an adolescent with special needs was in great distress. He had a very uncomfortable car ride to the airport. By the time he had gone through security check and reached the gate, almost an hour ahead of boarding, he seemed to be in throes of hunger, thirst, anxiety and confusion. His parents obviously knew how to handle his meltdown, with patience, some cajoling, some sternness, many hugs, etc. And the other passengers were stopping by to ask if they needed any help or support. This caught the attention of the Indigo Airlines staff, who walked up to the trio and warned them that he would not let them board if the child did not quieten down and become quote-unquote normal, end quote. What happened after was recorded on video. The teenager was seen sitting on his wheelchair, while passengers who were boarding the same Ranchi to Hyderabad flight as him, as well as other passengers from other flights, were seen opposing Indigo's decision and telling the staff that they cannot discriminate against the family. But in the end, the family wasn't allowed to board. Dr. Sumit Ray was one of the passengers who was in Ranchi airport that day. He, along with several other doctors, were due to travel in a different flight, and he tells us what circumstances led him and others to oppose the Indigo staff.
I was on a different flight. I was waiting at the airport. And when we heard this child was crying, okay, the special needs child, and for a little while, he was crying loudly, etc. And the parents, I think, took care of that. He was hungry. He had come from a long car ride, uncomfortable car ride or something. That's what the parents were saying. And because he was a special needs child with multiple disabilities, he took a little time to get controlled. And by the time he was controlled, as he was being controlled, his, you know, crying, etc., and his restlessness, the queue for their flight, which was an IndiGo flight to Hyderabad, started. Okay. So because he was crying, etc., so I had been crying. So lots of parents, other passengers, not parents, passengers, kind of asked the family, the parents, that do they need any help, etc. Everybody was very, very kind, I must say, you know. And so in the process, and at that time, I wasn't there when this happened, when the queue started. The child had settled down, so I was on the other side of the airport, of the, you know, terminal. So the queue started, and people were going in. Then this person, who was the supposed manager of IndiGo, said that I've heard this child crying and etc. and being in a panic. We can't allow him in this. He has to become normal. And there were others at that time. I'll tell you honestly, I did not hear this part. Okay. And they stopped the child from going in, and the parents to board. And then many passengers took it up with the manager and said that, you know, look here, he's a special child and he needs to be on board. He was restless. It's okay. He has calmed down. And we are okay with it. And the parents were saying, and then there was a team of almost 6-7 doctors. Actually, I had also gone for a critical care conference there, and a team of 6-7 doctors from the same conference were boarding the Hyderabad flight.
Right.
And some of them also said that if there's anything, we will take care. He won't be, he's a child on a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he cannot be a threat to anybody. Right.
Right.
And so all this was happening. So I heard the commotion again. So I went back to that area. So this man, you know, kind of being very aggressive with everybody, saying, you don't understand, he's in panic, you are not able to understand, I cannot put this person on here. Those who have alcohol or people who behave like this cannot be put on a flight. So everybody got angry with him then.
Mm-hmm.
But still people were very polite. Okay, trying to suggest, cajole, tell them that, look here, you don't know, call your senior. He said, I'm the senior person. So then when I joined, he was being begrudging. So I said, look here, do you even understand what the child's problem is?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, I know. I said, what does he have? What disability does he have? He says, that's not important. He was in panic. He was creating a war.
Dr. Ray also says that as seen in the video footage, even though the child was initially restless, he had calmed down later and stopped crying. He was sitting calmly on the wheelchair for 25 to 30 minutes, even as all these arguments were going on around him. It's not about blaming any airline, but it's about the incident showing a gap in the staff's training in how to address and aid passengers with disabilities, Dr. Ray says.
Why aren't you allowing? And obviously the parents are getting desperate. The longer the child waits there with, you know, the special child, he is going to get more restless. But to tell you, I'll send you the video, he's sitting calmly for more than 25, 30 minutes mm-hmm. while all this is going on. Okay, this man, I mean, one, see, IndiGo, I'm not trying to, you know, blame any airline by itself or anything. IndiGo has a fair reputation about taking care of, people with special needs, etc. That's different. But obviously, there's something lacking in their training. And it's not just training. This person was particularly difficult. Mm. Even the policemen who were there, who have no authority in allowing person on the flight, right? Once the airline stops, they were themselves saying, ki isko jaane dijiye, ye theek hai. You know, we called up our journalist friends. Journalists called him up, telling him that allow this child. What is the reason? They called up journalist. I mean, the Times of India journalist spoke to me, said that I've spoken to the airport manager. He said, my authority is still allowing him to the boarding area, but beyond that, only the airline can allow.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had been positive.
But the nicest thing to come out of this terrible incident, he says, was the sensitivity displayed by so many people that day.
Best part is, I mean, this is such a bad situation, but the good positive thing that has come, which came out, is people are so much more sensitive now.
Right.
Everybody, there was not one single person who said this person should not be allowed, this child should not be allowed on the plane, except this guy. I was there for about 25, 30 minutes, and the videos you probably will see is much later. Initially, people were not even shooting videos or anything because they were just trying to convince him. They believed that he will, you know, accept it and let people know. It's only when it became desperate that we, you know, raised our voices, shot videos just to make him feel, because we were desperate that if this flight will take off and and we could see the desperation in the mother and the father. The child was sitting quietly.
And surely enough, no sooner did this incident come to light, a great many number of people, journalists, activists, caregivers of people with disabilities, took to social media to condemn the incident and urge strict action. While the aviation minister, Jyotiraditya Scindia, responded saying that there will be, quote, zero tolerance towards such behavior, it has been reported that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, or DGCA, has formed a three-member probe team to get to the bottom of this incident. But this issue goes beyond this specific incident. It goes on to show how there is, as Dr. Ray says, a gap in sensitivizing the society in public spaces to meet the needs of people with physical disabilities and cognitive disabilities without discrimination. In 2016, the Parliament had passed the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act, aiming to provide more accessibility, equality and opportunities to those with different forms of disabilities, but many feel that 6 years since, there's still a lack of the accessibility that the government promised. The Ministry of Social Justice also tried to run the Accessible India campaign in 2021 with the aid of other ministries to, quote, build an inclusive society in which equal opportunities are provided for the growth and development of persons with disabilities so that they can lead productive, safe and dignified lives, end quote. And one of the things it had provided was a draft with a set of guidelines for civil aviation on how to give equal access to everyone. The draft comprehensively details on providing a lift, toilet, ramp, wheelchairs, signage accessibility, etc., or traveling with service animals in airports. It also suggests that, quote, airlines should ensure holding a disability awareness training for new hires and all staff to reiterate policies and SOPs on customer assistance with different types of disabilities, be it hearing, visual, speech, wheelchair users, autism, etc., end quote. But in the absence of full support from other ministries, the campaign hasn't been too successful. Many also point to the fact that there is still a lack of sensitivity and understanding towards cognitive disabilities or hidden disabilities. And this is not just a situation in transportation, but a general problem in society, according to Prachi Deo.
So frankly, acceptance of disability within the family itself becomes a big thing. There are a lot of, so Nayi Disha works with families, very closely with families. And when I say families, it's usually parents. And when I say parents, it's usually the mothers. So right from the diagnosis of a child, and I'm not just talking about autism, I'm talking about any other developmental disability also, be it Down syndrome or any other condition. What we have seen is acceptance of child having a disability itself is hard many times for the father and many times for the entire family also. And this is where the mother and the child many times face discrimination. And there is that stigma ki tumne hi kuch kiya hoga jisse bachcha aisa paida hua. Ya tumne kuch sahi nahi kiya, ya tumhare ghar mein tha kya. One of the common questions any family must have heard at least 5 times, I would bet, is ye pehle se hi aisa hai. And I can't blame the society which is asking this, because there is a severe lack of awareness about these conditions. See, somewhere we have to assume that people are inherently good, but if they don't have that information, that is where the otherization happens, us versus them. And we have been talking about this incident that happened at Ranchi, but if we think about it, for every one incident happening at a Ranchi airport, there might be 100 such incidents that are happening at railway station, at bus, when a mother is trying to catch an auto, when a mother is trying to get a public transport and go with her child from one place to another. That's one part in public places, public parks. So many families associated with us. One thing that hurts every family and every mother especially is that the children, our children are not accepted in parks and playgrounds many a times. A mother might take her child to the park and playground, and the bazooka person carrying with another child might just go away, thinking that this child is going to harm them, whereas this child might be wanting to be friends with that family. Only the way that this child is, imagine somebody who cannot speak for himself or herself. So the way a child would express his or her interest might be different from a neurotypical child. But the intent is same, to make friends and play. So playgrounds, being called to birthday parties, this is not something that happens, and this is something that we need to encourage in the society. I think when we bring in awareness and when we are able to say that this is just a person who is different from you, slightly different, that's not very different. And there are ways, there are adaptations you can make so that you can include this person in everything that you do. Discrimination is, yes, we have Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan, yes, we have Right to Education Act, but on ground, when our parents go for admission to school, inclusive schools or normal, so-called normal schools, they are not given admission with some reason or the other. Thank you, we are not equipped, we don't have special educators, we don't have shadow teachers. So end of the day, there are very few schools that will admit our kids. Hmm. And they will, on top of it, our parents have to arrange for teachers who can shadow our children. So then it is left to people who can afford this. Because not everyone can afford school fees plus an additional teacher, as you can understand. So these are various places. So discrimination is something that families face right from the beginning. Now, I am a sibling myself. My elder brother has Down syndrome. So I can tell you when we were kids and we used to use public transport, it was very difficult. My mother used to feel very bad when people used to stare at my brother or laugh.
However, she says that at the same time, now there is generally an increase in awareness as well.
I think there is definitely an increase in awareness. I mean, I come across people who actually ask, we don't know how to interact with children with autism or Down syndrome. Can you give us tips on what we should be looking at? Mm-hmm. So definitely, I think there is rising awareness. And as I was saying earlier, these incidents have happened many a times. But what was heartening here is the doctors, the government officials and the teachers standing up for this child and saying that, please allow him to come. There is no such law. They should be allowed to come in. We will take responsibility. That's just amazing, I think.
But given that this incident has exposed how much is lacking and what needs to be done, what should be the SOP in airlines? This is what Dr. Sumit Ray said.
One is that they should have a SOP that if there is a situation like this, if the person at the spot, right, mm-hmm. He's so many people are saying that he has to be more aware. One, he has to be more receptive. Second is, if it's a situation, if it seems like there are so many people saying a certain thing and it which is in disagreement with what he believes, he needs to involve his seniors.
Right.
You know, yeah, he could have just called up. Nobody was stopping him. Everybody was saying, "Aap call to kariye, aap call to kariye." They should have a bit of a, you know, SOP where they know this kind of a situation. They should be more aware. IndiGo claims to be very good with people with disabilities, and I'm not going to counter their claim. But in this situation, it was a failure on the part of a system, and it's a certain particular personality and behavior of the person who was representing them there.
According to the National Statistics Office report released in 2020, officially at least 2.2% of India's population live with some form of disability. Ms. Dio says that the only way to address their needs is by raising awareness.
Yes, I think we have to start with the very basic that disability of any form can affect any of us, right? People get old, and being old in itself, people do get disabled. As of now, we say that 15% of the population does have one or the other kind of disability. Mm-hmm. So this is where we need to raise awareness in every place where everyone understands that this can affect me also one day. And when you realize something like COVID, right? Initially, there was so much stigma around COVID. Mm-hmm. But once everyone started getting COVID, that stigma went away. I'm not saying that everyone should have some form of disability, but everyone needs to understand that it can affect me or someone in my family in any manner. Hmm. So this is something I need to be open about. So when you speak about policy level, I think it starts with having more information at the society level. So if we can do, if railway staff is sensitized, lot of children with autism are prone to wander also. So we have lot of lost children, and especially if a child can't speak for himself, you can imagine the ordeal that child would go through and the parents would go through. Very lucky families end up finding their loved one. So if we can sensitize the railway staff, if we can sensitize police, all the customer-facing staff, if they can be sensitized, anything, and there is also an economical factor to it, right? Because, again, 15% of the people are impacted with disabilities. So then you are also serving 15% of your customer base better. Again, those of us in the sector, those of us who have family members, we to continue advocating, right? We continue raising awareness. We continue talking about equality. But when rest of the society says this, that is where the real impact happens.
Right.
when you have every other person talk about it, that really, I think this incident is going to bring in a lot of awareness, the way.
If you like listening to this episode, please subscribe to The Big Story for episodic updates. We're available on Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, JioSaavn, and most of the other popular podcast streaming platforms. For other podcasts, please log on to the Quint website. And for any feedback, please shoot an email to podcast@thequint.com.
Thanks for listening. Log on to the Quint's website and check out our other podcasts.